The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Still in what Tom Petty says is the hardest part, the wait for the run. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report for June 24th. I'm Molly Dishner. Today, area management biologist Tim Sands tells us about why drifters are waiting in the Nooshigak District.
You know, the cetaneous will be fishing in the morning, and so when I come in, I hopefully have reports of how things are going with the cetaneous. If they're going better, then I can consider that.
And we check on the effort to market Bristol Bay sockeye to bolder foodies.
Most consumers haven't been exposed to the Bristol Bay brand for a variety of reasons. It's really hard to find identified out in the marketplace. While we didn't have a lot of research to consult about how consumers felt specifically about Bristol Bay, we do know a lot about what American consumers think about Alaska salmon, which is, you know, very positive.
Those stories coming up after a look at the numbers. Total run to Bristol Bay through Friday, 1.4 million sockeye. Total catch yesterday, 143,000, bringing the season total to 862,000. Will we get to a million today? Guess we won't know that until tomorrow. Total escapement from all rivers counting yesterday was 127,977, cumulative 608,000. Friday's catch and escapement by district. Ugashik, 42,000 fish caught yesterday, season total 104,000. Escapement counts coming next week. Igigik, 46,000 fish caught yesterday, season total 290,000. 68,000 fish counted yesterday, season total 244,000. Naknak Quidjack, no catch yesterday. Cumulative harvest still stands at 22,000 fish. Cumulative escapement is 44,000, boosted by 18,000 counted yesterday for the two rivers combined. That breaks down to 16,000 for the Naknak River and 2,200 on the Quidjack. For the Nooshigak District, 55,000 fish caught yesterday, bringing the season total to 439,000. Nooshigak sonar yesterday counted 2,900 kings, season total 81,000. 8,733 sockeye counted, season total 149,000. Wood River count yesterday was 28,848, season total of 164,000. But this morning, another 4,500 counted by 6 a.m. And we have some Igushik counts. Yesterday, 2,800 counted, season total 4,800. Looking at the registrations, 201 permits in Ugashik being fished on 153 boats. For Igigik, 370 permits on 292 boats. For Naknak Quidjack, 291 permits on 248 boats. For Nooshigak, 493 permits on 379 boats. And for Togiak, 28 permits on 28 boats. Grand total, 1,383 Bristol Bay fishing permits in action right now, and 1,100 boats in action. Phew, that's the daily run summary for Bristol Bay. Now, a few more numbers. Port Moeller is out fishing today after some weather delays the last couple days, but we do have the first genetics report back from them. This is for June 21st and June 22nd. We'll read through the stock composition estimate for various destinations. For the North Peninsula, 12.7% were headed there. For Ugashik, 17.1%. Igigik, 31.9%. Naknak, just under 1%. Alagnak, 11.7%. Quidjack, 13.1%. Nooshigak, 0.1%. Wood, 12%. Igushik, 0.4%. Togiak, 0%. And Kuskokwim, 0.1%. Again, those are the estimates of how much of the fish caught at Port Moeller, June 21st and 22nd, were headed to those various destinations. That's enough numbers. Back in a moment.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible in part by Naknek Family Fisheries, 246-FISH, or on the web at naknekfish.com.
The district may be quiet, but Dillingham's harbor was hopping last night, with folks waiting to get out for the next opener. This morning, Westside manager Tim Sands tells us what he's looking for to let drifters go fishing.
For this morning, I was looking for some action in the set nets, and I got reports that the set nets were dead slow. And then the genetics report came in that showed kind of less than I expected as far as genetics at Port Moeller. So I decided I'd wait another day and see what happens overnight. The last 2 days, we've actually lost a little bit of ground on our Nushagak sockeye escapement. We're still a week ahead, but we lost ground the last 2 days. I thought, you know, better just let a little more fish go up there. And even though we're ahead, it's easy to start falling behind quickly.
Sand says the Port Moeller genetics didn't have a whole lot of help either.
Usually, in my experience, we see Wood River closer to the 20% level, and we see more, a little bit, you know, Nushagak in the 3 to 5%, Nagushik around 3%. And for them all to be, for those two to be zero and Wood River to be at 12%, it's only one day, but I just thought I'd be a little more cautious with that, those numbers.
But there is one more lively spot in the Nushagak District right now. That's the Igushik section, where drifters are getting some fishing opportunity, Sand says.
Right now, the Igushik set net catches 102,000 sockeye, which is off the charts. So we're way ahead of schedule. And my feeling has been that set nets catch about 50% of the fish there. So if there's 100,000 fish caught, that means there's 100,000 fish in the river. They haven't got to the tower yet because the tower just started, but there's a five-day lag for them to get from the fishery to the tower. And so with catches like that, I feel like we got really good amount of fish in the river already, and we're trying to harvest some of the surplus.
This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report, back in a moment.
Support comes from Crowley. Fueling Alaska for more than 60 years, Crowley supports local fisheries onshore and off with a full range of commercial marine fuel products and Bristol Bay floater fueling services. More information at crowleyfuels.com.
Catching and counting are underway right now, but eventually someone has to buy those fish for this whole operation to pencil out. So today, while we wait for catches to increase, we're switching gears a little and taking a look at the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association's effort to boost sales. How exactly do you sell the 30 million sockeye harvested from Bristol Bay? That's kind of the million-dollar question that's mostly left up to processors and others on the sales side of the salmon industry. But this spring, BBRSDA decided to get more involved. They dreamed up a plan to develop a Bristol Bay brand, kind of like Copper River has successfully done already. And after soliciting proposals from firms both in Alaska and outside, the RSDA decided to hire Rising Tide Communications to help create the brand. Kate Constantine owns Rising Tide, which is based in Anchorage and Juneau. This summer's project is focused on Boulder, Colorado, where the RSDA is hoping that millennials might take the bait and buy more Bristol Bay fish.
The message that we're trying to send for this campaign is one that layers in both our taste and flavor messaging with the encapsulation of what an incredible place Bristol Bay is, what an amazing and enduring and sustainable fishery it is, and how we'd like to capture Americans' imaginations about the lifestyle and the fishermen that are working so hard to harvest the fish. So we're calling it Wild Taste, Amazing Place.
This is just round one, a demonstration of what might be possible, and an effort to collect some data about it all. This test run looks exclusively at Boulder. a place with a lot of self-described foodies.
We have a really healthy evaluation component built in. And the idea is to be able to show every link of our supply chain, a retailer, a processor, a distributor, that when we put some effort into branding Bristol Bay sockeye, that it impacts sales. And that's something that's hard to do when you're working with a commodities brand like Bristol Bay sockeye or Alaska Seafood. When these brands are doing their work and they don't actually have a product of which to measure the sales of, sometimes it can be hard to know how much you move the needle. In this case, we will be getting sales data. We will be able to point to our efforts, show which stores had the best results and which components they used.
Building the brand is both an art and a science. Constance Stein has done work for the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, and she grew up in a fishing family, so she has a feel for the product. But she says she started building the brand by going to the research and looking at what resonates with Americans about Alaskan salmon. So she looked at who might be interested in buying a regionally located seafood brand.
The kind of consumers that want to know where their food is coming from, the stories of the harvesters, the stories of the communities, you know, the heritage and legacy of those fisheries. So we launched from there. Our primary demographic is millennial-aged consumers. They're interested in buying high-quality products that have a good reputation, that are healthy, considered to be ecologically friendly. So those are our primary demographic.
Millennials aren't just college kids. Constance Stein says the group includes today's 35-year-olds. They're becoming parents, making conscious buying decisions, not just eating ramen. And last year, they surpassed baby boomers in earning power. The campaign is also meant to attract other consumer age groups along the way, she says. An ad campaign will use digital media to target millennials in bolder zip codes. It'll launch in September, focused on refreshed fillets in grocery store seafood cases.
So we're driving people to the store with digital ads. We're also doing a partnership with Chefs Collaborative in Boulder. We'll be doing a seminar teaching chefs about how and when to use Bristol Bay sockeye salmon, what a great product it is to use year-round. We'll also have a public dinner, and then the restaurants will be doing a Bristol Bay sockeye salmon week. And then we'll have a lot of marketing in the stores. We're planning an extensive retail training program so that we'll be using those staff behind the seafood counter as our best evangelists. They'll know more about Bristol Bay sockeye than anything else they have in the case. And they'll be wearing Grundon's aprons with our logo branded on them.
Just what the logo looks like is still in the works. Constance Stein says it'll definitely reflect fish and it'll definitely be modern. And while the long history of fish marketing has produced some catchy jingles, Constance Stein says that's not on the menu this fall. Our Letters from Home mailbag is empty tonight. If you have a message for a fisherman or other feedback, song requests, story ideas, please get in touch. Fish@kdlg.org, dave@kdlg.org, or molly@kdlg.org. In other fish news, some of Alaska's salmon fisheries are taking off. Kodiak had extensions to commercial openings in several areas and reductions in closed waters. Chignik fisheries were also extended. The Alaska Peninsula is a little slower. Yesterday, 18,000 reds were harvested and 2,000 pinks. Total harvest, all species there, 2.7 million fish. And Science Magazine says an antisocial cave fish might have some clues for understanding autism. Research in the works for more than a decade is coming to fruition. As one researcher says, drugs that help people with schizophrenia and autism also affect the fish. That's now up for further study. In sports news, the Orioles beat the Rays this morning 5-0, and the Yankees beat the Twins 2-1. Mariners aren't playing until 6:10 tonight, but yesterday they had a little bit of a comeback with some help from Adam Lind. That's just about it for tonight's show. The marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay. Tonight, west wind 15 knots, diminishing to 10 knots after midnight, seas at 4 feet, and patchy fog. Tomorrow, southwest wind 10 knots, seas at 4 feet, and more of that patchy fog. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, also northwest wind 20 knots, seas at 6 feet, and patchy fog tonight. Tomorrow, northwest wind 15 knots, seas at 5 feet, and patchy fog. Catch our replays at 6:30, 10, and 2 a.m. and find our shows archived online. I'm Molly Dishner. Keep in touch. We'll see you back here for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report Weekend Edition at 1:30 tomorrow.